CPA Mobile.
N0TR stationary.
Good afternoon there, Mr. Tom. How are you, sir?
Be better than I deserve. Shut up, Dave. No comment on that. Oh, I talked to you the other day, this morning. DJW had a real nice chat with him, Cuso. And, well, let's see. The only thing out of the ordinary, Bernice asked me, so I put her out cleaning out the chicken house.
So what was the last thing you said about the chicken house?
Me, so I just sentenced her to cleaning out the chicken house. I'm on the shore. Who was the alpha male in this house?
So we're talking about who wears the pants in the family, huh?
Just don't tell her that.
Sir Sealed.
Not you, Dave, besides listening to my BS here.
Well, I'm going to Publix here to pick up a prescription, and in fact, I'm pulling in the parking lot here. This is like kind of a short trip, but it'd take long to get here from my house.
Well, I know you live right in that general area. Boy, I thought of you there on the news this morning. They were showing a semi-truck pulled across the crossing and then got hit in the rear end of it and chopped it off. It reminds me of that one off of Wade Hampton where you turn, south there to go down to, past that metal place and that. Whenever we go down to Pelham Road, I can't remember the name of it now. It changes names three or four times, but it's just this side of Walmart, about a mile.
Yeah, Wade Hampton is, it can be a dangerous place. And I've seen a lot of crazy driving. And of course, I spend a good bit of time, my time driving on at least far away to Hampton because, there's no way to avoid it, get to where I'm going. So, anyway, but I'm going to jump out of here and pick up a prescription. I'll be back in a minute if you're going to be around. But anyway, I need to jump out of here for just a minute. KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, it was right there at that intersection where we'd be going to the west. And if you turn left, you go right over the top of a real steep railroad track. And I thought about that one, but it wasn't on that one. It was at another one over by Whitehorse, I think. But I'm not sure of that. But it just took the rear end off of that flatbed. Well, if they go that way at that corner, there's big signs there that says, "You bottom out." And I thought, duh. Anyways, I bet it's been done. See you in a little bit in 0TR. JC. John, where you been in 0TR?
Well, it's been a long week for me. I think I'm a little better now. I had a rough time over the weekend. But anyway, last week, I won't go into it. I was there. But anyway, I'm feeling a little better now. And like a couple of doctor visits, and I think everything's going to be okay, but well, it remains to be seen. The doctor didn't seem like he thought it was anything too serious. But I've been listening. I just hadn't been upstairs, and been in Greenville a couple of times this week. You know, I went to the doctor this morning over there and got to head back up this afternoon for see the granddaughter soccer game if it didn't rain us out. How you been doing?
N0TR. Jerry, I'm sorry to hear that. We was worried about you. Bernice and I was talking about you this morning. I hadn't called you in a day or two, but I hadn't heard you in several days. And I was wondering if you had a medical problem. That's all we get when we get old is pills and bills. But I'm glad you're doing okay. I hope it wasn't a ticker problem or something bad. see Amy. Hang on. I told my daughter that Mom's asked me, so I put her out to cleaning the pen and the chicken pen, if you know what I mean. Just to show her who's the alpha male in this house, and she said, "Yeah, right, ha ha." Oh, I better shut up. Here comes Bernice. Want to say hi, Jerry? Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, well, yeah, I had to spend an evening in the ER Sunday night, I guess. It's about 2, but gastro issues, and I went to see my gastrologist this morning, and he seemed to think everything was okay, not to be. He gave me some little medication, and pretty sure it wasn't anything serious, so we'll try some meds in the morning and see how everything goes. Otherwise, I didn't do nothing heart related, anything like that. Just like always, something wrong with one end or the other.
It seems as though at times my back has been severely bad here. Well, maybe a 6 or 7 at times for about the last 3 days, and I don't know why. I did go out and spread fertilizer on the yard, you know, pulling one of them carts behind the riding lawnmower, and it bounces me around quite a bit, but it was hurting before that, and then it hurt worse afterwards. I've been trying ice and then a heating pad thing that she puts in the microwave, and it don't seem to be doing much good, Jerry. And then I've been taking ibuprofen, which I'm not supposed to. And then at night I take 2 of them extra strength Tylenols before I go to bed, and 2 more during the night. And then I wake up and head for the ice pack. So if it ain't one thing, it's another. I don't have an appointment till what, May, Bernice, with Hartley? My gastroenterologist. Or June. Makes me mad because I was supposed to have a colonoscopy at 3 months and he keeps putting it off. So anyways, it's not the most desirable thing, but it is when your sister passes away with colon cancer. I don't mind going down and doing that every 3 years.
I think May the 17th or something like that. My doctor's in, actually located in Greenville, right here on Halton Road. They moved from Batewood. Still got a place in St. Francis, but they kind of disassociated themselves. St. Francis, for some reason, I got this big deal there on Halton between Congaree and, kind of right there, just off of Congaree Road there. And right up just past the intersection down there. Well, it used to be a Rafferty's or something down there. But they've also got an office in Clemson. I got the procedure scheduled for the office in Clemson. It's a little closer and traffic's not as bad. But I got to be there at 7:30 that morning, though, which I hate going quite that early in the morning because that prep is always terrible. The rest of it's been pretty easy breezy. But I've been going about every 3 years or so. I went for about 10 years after my first one. And the last one I had, I think it was 2019, I really wanted me to go back in 3 years, but I got so tied up with everything last year I didn't schedule, but I'm scheduled now to go in May. But yeah, it's one of those things that things if you do it like you're supposed to, you catch a lot of stuff that might get you later on.
Six of those the last time they did mine, 6 polyps. And I think several of them were some of them's cancerous and some of them's not. And some of them were, so I'm glad they got rid of them. But good luck with that, Jerry. At any rate, I wouldn't want his occupation, but boy, he's great. But Bernice and I just been out in the yard, and I gathered the eggs, and I fed the chickens so I don't have to go out in the rain tomorrow. It's supposed to rain tonight about 9 o'clock, I think they start giving 30%. And that way, tomorrow or the next day, I wouldn't have to feed. And I had 2 bags of chicken feed, $45, and unloaded those in the tin barn. And, I had a couple of keys here I had to mark with a set of those steel markers, you know, those stamps. That way you know what they're for. And like I said, Bernice's been cleaning the chicken house out, and then she puts sand in there, and then she puts pine chips in behind it. My neighbor just got 6 new ones from the chicken man, and he had 2 of those goofy-looking bambies, silkies, I think they call them. They're pretty, but I wouldn't waste my time. But I'm looking for eggs with them, Jerry, not... We're not into the design phase. His chicken house looks like the Hilton Hotel.
For TRN4DJC, yeah, the guy across the street here, he just got have a couple of common looking ones. He didn't have those real fancy ones. He's already had a hawk get in and get one of his. He lets them run out in the yard. Just, he lets them out of the pen, lets them run out in the yard, out in his garden. You know, and boy, a hawk comes up, man, they scatter and hurry down. They got one of them. I think he got one of them here a couple of weeks ago. And it was a Cooper's, I think. Wasn't Redtail, it was a Cooper's that got him. Because I saw a Cooper's out the backyard, he getting a snake a week or so ago. But yeah, if you look at the eggs, you know, a lot of them treat them like pets and all too, but there's some really attractive breeds out there, but yeah, some of them just totally weird looking to me.
Yeah, they got 4 of the Rhode Island Reds, which Gary says they're good. I think we had some at one time, KI4DOS did. And then they got 2 of those Americanas, and they lay colored eggs. Hey, I want nice big brown eggs, or at least white. And most of ours are brownies. And they're there to do one thing, and that's to eat and produce eggs.
Call-in show on the radio station over in Harville every morning about 9 o'clock. I think no, 9:30. It's always somebody advertising chickens or looking for stuff all the time. This guy's always got diamond knickers for sale. He must be raising them, I guess. Another guy was looking for male guineas the other day. I said, I ain't heard anybody looking for guineas in a long time. They don't, you know, those guineas, they don't like to stay at home. They like to wander around. It's kind of like a cat. You don't really own them.
With cats. We get them every now and then. Those feral cats will come up from the timber because I see them on the game camera. And they head right for the chicken house once. But some of them are so sneaky you can't hardly catch the dang things. There was one of them, Jerry, that I swear that thing was big as a bobcat. And it'd come up there and scare the dickens out of the chickens. And that rhymes. And, you know, I'll scare them off for a while. And then after a while, they get moved to another farmhouse. Because I don't want them around. But, at any rate, that timber's about 100 yards back from the house. And as long as they stay there, they're just fine. Seen some... coyotes in the game camera here a couple of days ago when I changed the SD card. And boy, did they look scrawny. I'm telling you, they were scurvy-looking things. I'm kind of surprised. And a couple of them were little pups, you know. But one of them's a pretty big coyote. I'd say he's 35, 40 pounds or so. But they don't come up there because I got light out back, and it seems like the light is a deterrence to wildlife. They don't care for that.
That's pretty smart. And as smart as wolves are, coyotes, they call pretty easy, but then once they get accustomed to it, they won't come to anything but a good call sometimes. And boy, I know one guy, He traps wolves every once in a while. I saw one. That thing was like weighed 180 pounds. It was a big old dark looking one. But yeah, they're permitted trapping in some areas, but they use I forget what kind of trap they use now, but it's I don't know if it's a leg hold or what it is, Tom, but it's something unusual they use. And you know, a wolf is the only thing you can use on a wolf is a type trap, otherwise they'll pull it out of the ground or do something with it. But the only coyotes I've seen around here on game pen look pretty strong. One guy back in the back was I got to answer this phone call. Hang on just a second, Tom.
Go ahead, Jerry, no problem. I'm in 02.
You are in 4DJC. The doc's office calling me back. They had some samples for my medication they were going to give me. She's going to send me some. I'm trying to keep you in samples to make sure it works. I said, hopefully so. I said, 30 days probably was like $500 on Medicare. That's crazy.
In Medicare, $500 for that?
It's not a... Yeah, I hadn't met my deductible because I usually go through Sam's Plus membership to use because sometimes it's cheaper going through them than it's going through Medicare Part D. And all those things have got $500 deductible. And that I had met maybe about $25 of my deductible this year. So that's normally be about $200. But I'm going to try to, hopefully they'll, she said she will try to keep me supplied samples. So I said, well, I hope so. That sure helps. Because I hope they'll work. And it's going to be expensive.
Medication is just crazy. It's hard to understand, but I guess it's the research and development. Well, I just finished paying mine yesterday. I went to a dermatologist for a routine checkup, and I had to pay $80 yesterday. It kind of broke me to time. I wasn't expecting that. And so paid that, and I went down, got a little bit of carrying cash today. About forgot to do that, but I bought chicken feed there yesterday too, and it was, one of them was $20, one of them was $25, I think, in the tax, up here to feed and seed, and let's see, I didn't have the money for that, I put it on the card, but I pay it off every month anyway, so it make no difference, I just didn't have cash in my pocket, and I always like to have a little bit. You know, because it ain't nothing to spend $100 anymore on groceries, that's for sure.
My Medicare, I got traditional Medicare and a supplement. I don't pay a dime of deductible on my regular Medicare stuff for doctor visits and any of that other stuff. It's just a prescription medication, and mine is usually pretty cheap, but this thing kind of floored me. If you're on private insurance, you can get deals on it. You can get it for like $30 a month for the first 12 months or something like that, and they give you breaks. But Medicare, since they don't negotiate prices, they pay some of these drugs, they pay the full price for them. And prescription drug plans have all raised the deductibles up. They used to be like $300, and now they're all over $500. Some of them, a little less than that, but... I pay like $30 a month for it or something like that. And then when you get through the deductible, you have to pay like 39% of the retail cost of it. Because there's a generic, but all the stuff won't be all patented until sometime around 2035. So that's one of those deals where they got you. And it's not really comparable out there. At least not yet. Maybe somebody will come up with something else. I hope I don't have to take this stuff very long, other than just occasionally. But anyway, I'm gonna give it a try. I gotta head out of here in a few minutes. Time I wanted to holler. Glad you came back to me. I'm alive and semi well, I guess. Glad you're producing it. Okay, I hope your back gets feeling better. I'm gonna knock on wood because that's one thing my back and hip been bothering right now. And hopefully it doesn't start. N02RN4DJC. Clear a few times.
Okay, Jerry, good to hear you. Well, I'm better looking after going to the dermatologist. Can you say that after you take this medicine? Yeah, I'm glad you're going to be okay, buddy. and hope to talk to you more later on down the line in 4DJC in 0TR73, Jerry.
Several ways to begin. I said they didn't do anything to improve my looks, I can assure you. They weren't working on that side of me. Talk to you later. You and Bernice have a great afternoon in 4DJC. Clear.
Okay, Jerry. Well, I was lying. The dermatologist didn't help me any, but, you know, you can't see me over the radio. Have a good day, Jerry. In 0TR, clear, and I'm headed outside.